Welcome, everybody, to That Tracks Podcast, the podcast where we go scene by scene through the 2013 film Tracks, starring Mia Wasikowska and Adam Driver. Nick, you're up first with the snake scene. Go ahead.
I have no idea what that movie is, but I do know who Adam Driver is.
That's good. Yes.
Yeah.
They elaborate. Is that it?
He's Kylo Ren, right? That's Adam Driver.
Yeah. This was an Australian film from 2013 about a girl who wants to walk across Australia.
I did watch a movie with him on some streaming service. It was a very sad, tragic movie. I think it was all about, do you know what I'm talking about? It was like all about his divorce.
Yeah. With him and Scarlett Johansson.
So sad. I finished the movie and I was like, it's very heavy. It's very heavy. And I finished it and was like, why did I just watch that? I'm not somebody that likes to watch things that make me sad. So.
I think I got her name wrong. Mia Wasikowska. Wasikowska.
I don't know who that is.
Mia, she's an Australian actress.
Okay. She's not in any other films.
She is in other films, but I don't know if any of that you would know, maybe.
Okay.
Let's see here. She was in... No. The Man with the Iron Heart? That's a thing. Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Okay.
The Tim Burton movie.
She probably could be anything in there, though, right?
Yeah. She also plays Alice in the Disney Infinity 3.0 game.
Oh. Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, she was in Crimson Peak. I think the show. Yes. So how you doing, Nick?
I'm doing well. It's been kind of a crazy week. So we talked last Thursday. It's been a whole week since we've talked last. That's wild to me.
That is wild.
We've talked, obviously.
It was called The Marriage Story. It was just called Marriage Story.
Yeah, which makes you think that it's going to be like about marriage, but it's really about a marriage crumbling.
About a lady, about a guy that punches a hole in the wall.
That's what it says?
No. Oh. But I've seen that scene where he just gets so angry he punches a hole in the wall.
Have you seen the movie?
No, I've just seen that one scene.
Oh.
Where he gets so angry he punches a hole in the wall.
Yeah, it's not a happy film.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I like that it has Wallace Shawn in it, though.
We should probably tell people, like, obviously we are on Zoom again, recording on Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
This is not our kitchen, if you couldn't tell already.
Well, it could be. I'd like to color code. What if I had a yellow cup, like this missing yellow cup?
Oh, right, that is. I didn't even realize that was a
and
thing.
You one.
That's gonna. Oh, well, okay. It's right there. They're on the counter.
Oh, okay. So that nobody's was really, actually using. What if you had an apple though?
That was really gonna bother me. But also, for those of you who are not watching on YouTube, we are recording via Zoom, and we have another wonderful AI filter. If you'd like to check it out, go watch the video on YouTube. But it's a cool kitchen scene. And there's some colorful coffee mugs behind us. I don't know why one person... This has got to be like an office kitchen, because I don't know why one person would need that many coffee mugs.
I have a lot of coffee mugs.
I was about to say, I have probably that amount of coffee mugs. So.
Right. I also did want to mention, anytime we record on Zoom, there is, when I put it up on YouTube, there is a delay. Like, I can't get the audio to... the audio to line up with the video correctly, because... When you're recording on Zoom, it uses a fluctuating frame rate. And so sometimes the frames are longer than they are. And it's weird. It's like an expanding, contracting time type thing. So like sometimes we'll be lined up perfectly and other times we'll be way off.
That's just I watched our video from last week and I got to say, I didn't notice that. But
really?
Yeah. Should've,
like within the first 2 seconds, I'm like, oh, geez, look at this.
You pay attention to those details far more than I do, though.
So. Right? Like, I was very angry today that I couldn't get the correct camera to work. Whoa.
Also,
floating head.
We should not wear white whilst recording on Zoom using AI backgrounds. Sense. Because if we wear white, then parts, like whatever we're wearing, tends to disappear. My head has been disappearing. Tim's shirt has been disappearing.
Well, the microphone's gone now, too.
It's a great time over here while we're recording. Already, what a start to this episode. People have definitely turned us off by now. But
yeah, they're like driving in their car like, I don't care. I can't see this. I'm stuck in traffic. Tell me something else.
Yeah, why? What am I listening to right now? So another thing
Oh.
is that's happening. It's almost 9 p.m. and this is far later than we are used to recording. So you know what? This is late night. Not really late night,
Ooh,
but
late for
late.
me.
Yeah, not for me. Not for you either.
Well, I was up. I've been getting up at 5 to go running.
Oh no. Unacceptable. I do get up at 6:30 every day. I get up at 6:30 to help Francie and the boys get out the door for school. But this is later than we are used to recording, so bear with us. You never know.
Oh, yeah.
You never know what you're going to get this late with
True, you'll
technique.
get this droopy eye of mine if you're watching on YouTube.
Okay, I will say I went and I know I shouldn't do this, and I have been avoiding this for the most part. But I went and looked at the comments on our last video just because I was interested in the feedback from it being on Zoom. And someone said that they could tell what time of the day we were recording based on your eye.
Yeah, that's just the way that it goes.
Yeah.
It's going to be like this for a while now because I'm getting up so early in the morning
Yeah.
to go running.
I'm proud of you, though. Good job. Proud of you for running. Wait, sit, way to stay with it.
No.
You know what? That's a really good transition into my first little piece of news. This isn't going to be a segue into all of the news that we're going to cover, but today, this is Thursday, April 4th, the day that we are recording this. Today they released the courses because this is partially a Run Disney podcast. They released the courses for Springtime Surprise Weekend happening in a couple of weeks. And I gotta say, I'm running the 10 miler. I'm not super excited about the 10 mile course.
Oh man.
It's great at the beginning. The first 5 miles are through Epcot, around Boardwalk, through Hollywood Studios. And then once you leave Hollywood Studios, it's all back roads and then backstage at Epcot, brief moment inside of Epcot, and then finish. And I'm not really totally excited about that. I'm
Right.
also, I don't know how they would have made this work, but I'm kind of bummed because it's the theme of the race is Lion King. I wanted to be able to run to Animal Kingdom.
And you don't.
Yeah, but I don't know how that would work from Epcot in 10 miles.
Yeah, I don't know if that's possible.
No,
You would have
so
just like touched the gate of Animal Kingdom and turned
there
around and ran
you
back.
go.
Did it. Made it here.
I know it'll all been back roads the entire time, so I shouldn't
Right.
complain. I shouldn't complain. But there's a lot of news for us to cover today.
Yeah, there is.
So
I was looking at the wrong camera.
we'll get into all of that in a minute. But how was your week?
It was good. I
Do you
don't
remember?
remember.
Do you remember what happened?
No. I
It
didn't
was
do it.
Easter. It was
Well,
Easter weekend.
yeah, it was pretty good. We had an Easter. That happened. There were eggs,
Did you do
the
anything
bunny.
like your traditions went well? Anything exciting?
We went to a hotel for got
Okay.
to the Wave for Easter brunch. It was delicious.
Nice. Very
And
nice.
then we had a little bit of a debacle with the egg hunt.
What? Why?
But,
How?
oh, so, and we told this in the video. When we got there, we knew that the egg hunt was at from like starting at 1. And we're like, hey, we asked the people, we're like, is the egg hunt starting at 1? And they go, let me go check. And they turned around, they came back, and they go, because it was like 12:55. And I was like, do we have to like run down there right now? And we're like in the middle of eating. And he's like, don't worry, the egg hunt's from 1 until 3. You got plenty of time, just eat your food and then go down there and get some eggs. And we're like, okay. And then 1:15, he's like, the egg hunt is over.
I was gonna say, how do eggs last for
Okay.
2 hours?
They did not.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
So
Wow,
we
that's
get
so.
to do the egg hunt.
Did Jackson get eggs?
Yeah, they gave us some eggs
Okay, well that's good.
and some marshmallows and some cookies and a basket.
That's good. Was the Easter Bunny at this brunch?
No.
Okay. Has
He's
Jackson ever
relaxing. He was
has
after.
true. He was tired. Has Jackson ever met the Easter Bunny before?
Oh, geez. Yes. I just drank a bunch of water and it went down the wrong tube.
What is
Trying not to
happening?
cough on a podcast
After hours. After hours. This is what happens.
Yes, he has. He met the Easter Bunny at Mall of Millennia 1 year. But I don't think he remembers because he was maybe like 1 or 2. I can't. Okay. I got it out. We're good.
I love it.
Don't you guys worry about me. I'm good. Yeah, he met the Easter Bunny.
That's good. I'm glad. I'm
Yeah.
happy to hear that. All right,
It was
good.
very nice. I'm very, it's still there. I can't get rid of it. Okay. Easter
Well,
Bunny,
we
what'd
had a
you
great
do?
weekend. We went up to Francie's parents' house, and it was exactly what I needed. We were
You
on
just
the
kept sending me videos and pictures. I'm like,
It was beautiful. The ocean looked amazing. Well, I shouldn't say the ocean, it's the Gulf. It looked fantastic. The water was super clear on Easter,
Is
actually.
that not the ocean?
No, I would say the ocean is like the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific
Okay,
Ocean.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, so we were on the beach. It was super relaxing. Went fishing off the beach.
Ooh,
That was
what'd you
nice.
catch?
Nothing.
Not even like a boot.
Nope, got nothing. We got literally nothing. The people next to us were catching a bunch of whiting, which was pretty cool to see.
What is that?
It's just a type of saltwater fish that you can
Okay.
keep. You can keep. Yeah, they taste pretty
Keep it
good.
like in your pocket.
Nope.
Oh.
That would
I mean, all fish stinks, in my opinion.
True, but that's why you don't put them in your pockets.
Hmm.
Unless they're goldfish, of course.
What?
Like the snack
Oh, the
that smiles
candy, or not candy,
this.
the cracker things. I thought you were talking about real goldfish.
Nah, bro, the snack that smiles back. Anyways.
Yes.
So the beach was nice. It was very nice. The bummer is that I did not get to do any of my Easter traditions. We still have the stuff to make my dip with the peeps, and
Oh.
also I did not get to watch the movie, which was upsetting. So
Proud of you. Because you won't be able to watch it.
they did put it. Yeah, I don't know if it's gonna happen. I mean, I have it, I own it, so I can watch it whenever, but
Oh, brother.
it feels like it lost its moment now. They did put a new documentary on Netflix about Moses, and it's very fascinating. I really enjoyed
Oh,
it. We
yeah?
watched some of that. Yeah.
File
So
footage?
no.
Some time traveler back there with a camera.
That would be fascinating. I would love to see that, but no. It was a very relaxing weekend. And I honestly, I needed it. My mental health needed the beach. That is one of the places that I can like truly relax and like unwind. I don't, do you have a place that's good for you? Like, where in nature do you feel like most relaxed?
Ooh, lots of places.
Really?
Yeah.
Mountains?
It depends.
Okay.
If I'm driving, no.
Okay. Yeah,
If I'm just
terrifying.
like hanging out in the mountains, yeah, sure. It's pretty
It's
great.
pe yeah, it's relaxing and
I
peaceful.
haven't spent a lot of time in the mountains.
Really?
So,
Have you ever been to like the Rockies?
yes. I hiked part of the Appalachian Trail when I was younger.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I know that that's not the Rockies,
Yeah, but
but.
that's okay. Those are mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Maybe I haven't been in the Rockies. When I was younger, like when I was a baby.
Okay.
But
You need to, you
I
guys should do a family trip out there one day. I feel like that you guys would really enjoy that.
okay, I have a friend that lives in Denver,
Yes.
so I could go up there and go to like Red Rocks.
Yeah, I have an older half brother who lives in Denver. He grew up in that area, and so I've been out there a couple of times to see him and visit him. And then one of my roommates from college also lives in Denver. So,
Oh.
yeah, I love it out there. It's beautiful. Breckenridge is a little town in the Rockies, and it is one of my favorite places in the world. It's so peaceful and relaxing. The air is like crisp. It just feels different. It's very nice.
Okay.
I've been there a couple of times, but
All right, let's go. Let's take this podcast on the road. Let's get to the mountains.
I would do it in a heartbeat. Don't tempt me with a good time. But that can segue into my Hi Dad Soup moment of the week.
Ooh.
Do you
Okay.
have one?
My like stuff that's been going on with me recently with parenting has all been like Oliver's development into walking.
Yeah, that makes
So,
sense.
like we got back from the cruise and he was like, I'm gonna start walking now. And I was like,
Taking off.
great, let's do it. And now he's just like walking around the house.
That's amazing. I can't
Yeah.
wait to see that. I need to get over there. I hate that I haven't been there in a while. So
Then you gotta get back here.
I know. Also, you didn't tell everyone on the podcast the outcome of the baby racing because you were waiting for the video to
Oh,
launch,
yeah,
but the
the
video's
video
out now.
dropped.
Yeah, so you can
And
tell
so
people.
Oliver got second place.
I love it. So proud of that little guy. How many competitors were there?
There were three heats, oh, two heats of three and one of five for some reason.
Wow. So
Yeah.
he like annihilated a lot of the competition.
Yeah, except for one baby.
That's amazing. I'm so proud of
Last
him.
baby.
Silver medal.
Now, they don't give silver medals.
Which is ridiculous.
They only give a medal that says winner, and everybody else, you know what they are?
You don't get a prize.
You get a bib.
You didn't tell Oliver
No, what?
that,
He's a winner all the way around.
right? Yeah, for sure. I'm proud of him. Second place is is fantastic. Proud of him for his accomplishments. Can't wait to see how this journey continues to progress and where he goes with this wonderful development.
What? Why are you laughing at this?
And I'm talking about like he's not going to be competing in the Olympics for
Oh,
crawling.
maybe he will.
He's walking now.
Yeah, he might start running and then be a runner in the Olympics.
That would be awesome. Maybe he'll do some Run Disney, you know?
Oh, yeah. He could do that.
No, really though, I'm proud of him. I haven't watched the video yet, I'm not gonna lie, but I did see that it dropped, so I will do that.
Yeah. A lot of stuff happened in that video, so be prepared.
I need to watch the whole cruise together. So
I want to go on a cruise with you.
yeah, we need to do that. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we can record some podcast while we're on it. That would
Yes.
be some interesting content for sure. Late
Let's do
nights
it.
on the cruise ship.
Why does it have to be late nights? Why
I mean,
can't
it
it be
doesn't.
early mornings?
Absolutely not.
I'll see you with your eye drooping.
You would prefer mornings over night?
Yeah.
Really? Because
Yeah,
you do both.
I'm tired. Tired at the end of the day.
But I'm tired in the morning.
Yeah, but you wake up, you get a cup of coffee, and you
No.
can have a cup of coffee at night.
I wake up like mad.
Ugh.
Not really, not
I don't want to go on a cruise with you then. It's fine.
really. I'm joking,
And
I'm
it's
joking.
on somebody that wakes up excited for the day.
I wake up excited for the day if I'm on a cruise for sure, but I also need to like gracefully and peacefully wake up.
Oh yeah, you do the late dinner too, don't you?
Yeah,
Get
for
out of here
sure.
with that.
Yeah, because then on the last day, the checkout day, you have to wake up early. No.
Yeah, and then I get to go do something that day.
Sit in traffic on the way home.
No, there's no traffic in the morning. You may think there's traffic because you're always leaving there late. See?
Don't want that. I want to prolong my time on the ship. I want to be on that ship as long as I possibly can.
Yeah, I agree with that.
In general, in life, nights over morning, all day, every day. I'm not a morning person. Not at all.
I'm a morning
D23,
person.
D23, like I have energy, but that's because like I feel like you're just running on adrenaline from the moment you get to Anaheim until it's over. I don't love the mornings. I can't get into it.
So wait, we're transitioning here, and we shouldn't because you still have to get your high dad soup moment of the day out.
Right. So this goes back to the beach and back to fishing. A cool little fun moment. I feel like fishing is such like a well, it goes back to Goofy and Max, you know? Goofy and
Yeah,
Max
yeah.
fish together. Luke was very excited to go fishing. He was super into it. Could not wait to get on the beach. Had been like really looking forward to it. We start fishing. Few casts in. He's like, "We're not catching anything. Let's quit." And I was
Sounds
like,
about right.
it was funny though because my father-in-law, he's good with the one-liners, and he looked at Luke and he goes, "Buddy, that's why they call it fishing and not catching." He was like, and I was like, "Oh, that's a good one. I like that." But it's true. There's like a lesson behind that, and it was a good little moment where we Luke and I got to have a conversation where I was like, "Dude, there's times where you go fishing and you don't catch a thing, and that's okay. It's all about like taking your time." Enjoying the scenery, enjoying the environment that you're in. Obviously, like you want to catch fish for sure, but that's just not how it goes sometimes. Sometimes the fish aren't biting. And so it was good. We had a cool little moment, father-son moment. My father-in-law got involved and that was fun. And yeah, I really appreciated it. So
That's fun. I meant to
there.
tell you because you said one-liners and father-in-law, and you the other day you asked me about a dad joke, and I
Oh,
didn't
yeah.
really have one.
Oh, you got one
Got
now?
one for you now.
Okay.
You ready? How? Oh, here we go. Okay, let me start over. Sorry,
What?
reset. I walked up to a pirate, and I said, "What makes you angry?" And he said, "When they take away my pee."
What?
What's a pirate without pee?
Irate.
Yeah, there you go. See?
Oh, got
Look at
it.
that. He's irate because he's angry.
Oh dear. Well, that was your April Fool's joke. April Fool's happened. Did you get pranked by or prank anybody on April Fool's? I feel like you're not an April Fool's guy. Yeah.
No, I don't need any of that. So what, who, why? Why are we doing this? There's no point to it at all.
My family's always kind of been into it. My mom tried to get me and it did not work.
What
And
did
so
she
then
say?
it's a long story.
She's like, "Nick, I'm pregnant."
No. Wow, it'd be terrifying. Truly a miracle.
Right?
No, it was not that. It's a long story. We don't have to get
No, we don't
into
have to. It's fine.
it,
Fine.
but she tried, and then it backfired, and because I knew immediately that it was a prank. So then I had Luke get on the phone to try to prank her back, and she believed it for a second, and so we won.
Oh,
We
nice one.
won. We won the prank. Yeah, we won the prank war. Outside of that, I did not. I don't think I went to a theme park since we talked last. No, I didn't.
I haven't because we've been uploading
Yeah.
the cruise stuff, and so I've been doing things like taxes
Oh,
and
fun.
house cleaning.
It's almost that time. Tax day is upon us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I have not been to a theme park, but we are going this weekend. So by the time this drops, we'll have done this. We got invited to go out to through my personal Instagram. We got invited to go to Space 220. Apparently, they have a new kids menu, and so we're gonna go check that out.
Ooh, that's
Boys
exciting.
are gonna try it. Yeah, I've never been to Space 220, so I'm really looking forward to it. I'm excited to experience it for the first time. You went when it like first opened, right?
Yeah, I've been a couple of times. It's an interesting restaurant. The
Yeah.
menu used to be better than it is now, but
That's what
maybe
I've
the
heard.
new kids menu will be good.
Revamp it. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to experience it for sure. And like I said, I've never been there before. It's third party, right? Like it's on Disney
Yeah,
property. It's at
it's a
Epcot, but it's a third party restaurant, right?
Yeah, it's the same people that do
Like Rainforest Cafe and
not Rainforest Cafe. I think Marie and Enzo's and stuff like that. The Patina Group?
okay.
Yeah.
No, that sounds right. Yeah. So
The same
I'm
people that
excited. It'll be
run
fun.
the pizza place out at Epcot.
Also, a couple things. We'll just go ahead and transition into news, unless you had anything else personally that you wanted to talk about.
No, we're going full bore. Now that we're done with the cruise videos, Saturday, I think we're going to go to Disney Springs.
Nice.
Exciting to
That's
check
fun.
out because they got that drone show coming. And see, they pulled permits to start construction of the drone takeoff and landing site. And
Yeah.
then Sunday, I think we're going to go to Animal Kingdom.
Sweet. Well, that'll be fun. You have
Good
a
time in Animal Kingdom
full park weekend ahead of you. Yeah, I make.
because
Oh.
Animal Kingdom.
Oh, good transition there.
Transitioning, yeah. You like that?
Okay, so it is Thursday. I've said this already, but it's Thursday, April 4th. This morning, a new show premiered on YouTube from Disney Imagineering, and it's called We Call It Imagineering, which I feel like is a play off words from We Call It Epcot. Don't you think?
Yeah, okay. I could
Right?
see that. And
I
I
feel
think
like.
that Walt said we call it Imagineering.
Oh, he did?
Or we call them Imagineers.
Oh. I feel like it's a play off words with We Call It Epcot.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I'm scratching in my brain. But it sounds right to me. Anyway, so this new show is a series. I don't know how many episodes there are going to be, but it's supposed to be like taking you behind the scenes of some of the projects that Imagineering is working on. Fascinating information was released this morning. You just alluded to Animal Kingdom. And this is may not be in order of like the way that things are shown on the show. It's just kind of like we'll hop around here from information from the show. First up, they released information on the show, and then Disney Parks posted about it today, as well as a Disney Imagineering, all over social media it was posted about. Basically confirming Tropical Americas to Animal Kingdom. They showed that Imagineering has already sent people to Central America
The Yucatan
to,
Peninsula, or the Yucatan.
yeah, to get like inspiration for the land, which is slightly interesting to me because that is part of Mexico. And in the renderings that we saw on the show, clips from the show, it looks like La Casita is there, which is from Encanto.
Well, they
And
said this.
right. And
They
Encanto
announced
is
that at Destination D23.
right. That would be part of it for sure. But obviously they could have picked different IP with Tropical Americas. Unfortunately, there's limited options. They didn't have to go the IP route at all with Tropical Americas. But here's the thing. Why not? Like people are gonna be frustrated that there's more IP showing up at the Disney parks. I think that when you have a movie like Encanto that is set in South America and you have a cultural representation in that film and are able to take that cultural representation and put it inside of the theme park, I am all about it. I know people will disagree with that. I know people will get frustrated by more IP showing up in the parks. This is my piece and my opinion, but I don't care. Bring it on. Give me the Encanto. I love the film. I obviously have specific ties to it, seeing that my son is Colombian. I also am half Cuban. So, like any Latin representation in the parks, I'm here for it because we are underrepresented in the parks right now at Walt Disney World. And so I want more of that for sure.
Do you know where the newest Indiana Jones movie is?
Like the one that was released last summer?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't know either, but I was getting my haircut today and my barber was like, "Oh yeah, 'cause the new Indiana Jones was from that area. Like they filmed it in that area of the
Right on.
Yucatan."
Okay.
So like they
Well,
could have been going to do research for the Indiana Jones portion of the land.
and I'm all about that. I would love it if, and that makes sense. Like the temple and stuff like that would make total sense to me. I want, specifically for Indiana Jones, what I would love to see happen, and obviously, who knows, but if they are going to take, which seems like it makes sense, if they're going to take Dinosaur and turn it into an Indiana Jones attraction, makes sense because that's what they have at Disneyland. It's the same ride system. I want a different story. If that's possible.
Right.
Yeah, like I would love it if it wasn't the exact same storyline. Like, why not have two different Indiana Jones attractions? You know what I mean?
Then at that point, why would they be tied to Indiana Jones?
Yeah, I
I
don't
think
know.
they're just doing that part to save money. They're like, we've already got the plans for this. Pop it over there.
You think it'll be the same ride?
I think so, yeah. Because
Yeah.
it is the same ride as Dinosaur.
Right.
So,
Yeah.
like, it seems like it would be. I feel like there'd be so much pushback from the money guys saying, like,
Yeah,
why are you changing this?
this
You
is
got
gonna
the
take too
same.
much.
And then, like, they probably are picking their fights, being like, all right, fine. Indiana Jones goes over there. Let's focus on getting them to pay for this. Like, Encanto.
That makes sense. I wish that it would be different, but Encanto, whatever
But
they're
I
able to
have
do,
been wrong.
yeah,
So.
we'll see what happens. This is what fascinates me. So they released this information. Okay, first of all, we didn't know that Tropical Americas was actually happening. The way that they
Right.
presented that to us at Destination D23 was that it was a blue sky idea.
They're
Like,
like, this is something that could happen.
right, there was no confirmation of that. And so the confirmation basically came with this drop of this episode today. Just very like, hey, we sent a team to Central America because Tropical Americas is coming to Animal Kingdom. And it's just like, oh, that's what's happening,
We did it, I guess.
which is also fascinating because it feels like we're so close to D23 out in Anaheim that like
Literally like 2 months away.
why not save that? I mean, I'm happy that we have confirmation, but it feels like that would have been something to confirm at D23 in a couple of months.
Like the parks panel is supposed to be like 3 hours long.
Yeah, what are they going to talk about? I'm
What are they?
fascinated to see what like the
They're
I don't
like,
know.
we've already announced the cruise ship name. We've already announced that this is coming. We've already all the other news that came out today.
Yeah. And
Like,
I know
here are
that
the
they probably.
animatronics for Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Here are the different character names. Like,
Yeah.
it's going to open soon.
Right. And by that, I think by then it'll have opened at Walt Disney World. I can't imagine
Yeah.
that it will not have opened by August at Walt Disney World. So I don't know. It's fascinating to me. Obviously, like we are on this side of it. They obviously have a plan for the parks panel. Like they're not going to get up there and be like, so what do you guys want to talk about? You know, like
Right.
they know what they're doing, but it's just so interesting to try to figure out where their head is at, obviously being on this side of it, because it also feels like it kind of shortchanged the reveal of Tropical Americas to me. Like that is a big deal. Like that is a
Right.
big change coming to Animal Kingdom. And yeah,
Well,
I mean they
here's the
didn't
question.
go ahead.
Do you think that they had to release these little nuggets because at D23, they're going to come out with, like, here's the exact ride that you're
For
getting
sure.
inside Casita.
Yeah.
Here's what Indiana Jones is going to, here's like a rendering of Indiana Jones.
Yeah. No, I think that they're teeing up the opportunity to give specifics for sure, but I think it would have been maybe a little more grand if they said Tropical America's confirmed, here's what's happening inside of that area.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just an interesting tactic that they're going like with it. And so I don't know. Fascinating for sure, but Tropical America seems to be confirmed for Animal Kingdom, and They didn't, did they? I don't know if they said this inside of the video. I have unfortunately not been able to watch it. It released this morning and I've been life. I worked all day and then went straight into dad mode, and here we are sitting and recording. So I haven't been able to watch, but did they talk about the fact that it is for sure removing Dinoland? Do you know?
I didn't listen to the audio.
Okay.
I watched the video, but like same thing with me, doing Thunderbolt.
So we didn't get to do our research on that, but I mean that was what they presented to us at Destination D23, is that that area would replace Dinoland USA. So it seems like also confirmation that Dinoland USA is going away for sure. So
Right. Sad, but
yeah.
it's okay.
I mean, I am sad. I like Dinoland USA. It's not been what it used to be recently, for sure, with Primeval World, empty space just sitting there, and dinosaurs is it's not my favorite attraction. I enjoy it, but it's not my favorite. My son Luke is going to be super bummed because he loves dinosaurs, but I am very excited to have Tropical Americas in the park because of the representation that that will bring for Latin Americans. I have a biased opinion there, and I'm aware of that. I'm just excited about it. Also, in this show, they talked about they alluded to the permits that are in the works for the expansion of Magic Kingdom. So we
Which is
are
wild.
again, yeah.
Because, like, that was another thing that was just blue sky.
Yeah. Now it's like for sure, which I mean, that was a lot more signs were pointing to the fact that Magic Kingdom was getting an overhaul. Even Josh D'Amaro, I think, in a press conference said himself that Magic Kingdom was going to be getting an expansion unlike anything. And so we knew that that was going to happen, but it seems to be what lies beyond Big Thunder Mountain is where this expansion is going to go.
Right.
Now, this one makes sense. Like, you can allude to the fact that it's happening. We have no information of what's happening. Will information get revealed in this series? I don't know. Maybe, but maybe they are saving this information for D23. So
Right.
that'll be exciting. A lot of speculation on that. There's no sense in covering the blue sky ideas because we have no clue. Either way, I'm excited to hear about it. I cannot wait. This is getting me that much more excited for D23, which maybe that's part of their ploy
The
to just
idea.
get people ramped up and excited for it. At this point, if you didn't get tickets, you're not getting tickets because everything's sold out. Oh, they showed video footage of the animatronics from Tiana's Bayou Adventure. They look phenomenal.
Yeah.
Mama
Big
Odie looks,
animatronics too. Mama
yeah,
Odie.
she looks so good. Lewis is in there. He looks fantastic. There are beignets, which look so good. I'm excited. I cannot wait for that attraction to open. I think it's,
Beignets?
yeah. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Like singing beignets.
No, I don't think they're singing. There was like a snake hiding behind them and he was like looking at them, like he wanted to eat them. He didn't look like the nicest snake. He was giving Ka vibes from the Jungle Book.
Was it Mama Odie's snake, though?
I don't know,
She
actually.
has a snake.
Yeah. I don't think it was, but maybe it was, and maybe he was just trying to get a quick snack. I don't blame him. Those beignets looked fantastic. So
Yeah.
they also talked about, I think that was, oh, they I don't know if this was in the series or not, but the today news broke that the droids, I don't remember
BD
the,
droids.
yeah, they're very small little droids. They are going to make their way over to Batuu West, so Galaxy's Edge in Disneyland, for Season of the Force, so like the Star Wars celebrations that are happening out there,
What
which
is
is
that?
exciting because I'll
An
get to see them.
STST? That's what they look like.
An STST, I don't know,
ST.
you're the droid like guru, so
ST.
they're called BDX droids.
Yeah,
Those are the big,
ATST. Sorry.
yeah, okay,
They
the
look like tiny
AT-ATs.
versions of ATSTs.
Those are like the singular ones, not like the massive
Yeah.
AT-ATs, right?
All
So
terrain armored transport. That's an
yeah.
AT-AT, but this is the one with just two legs.
Is it pronounced AT-AT or AT-ATs?
Much deliberation, you don't want to get into it.
I know, it's
You
like
are
it's such a
more than welcome to
divided,
call it whatever you'd like to.
it's such a divided topic. A lot of people have very strong opinions on that, for sure.
Most people will say AT-AT because that's what it is.
Yeah.
What
Okay.
did I say it was? It was all-terrain armored transport, AT-AT.
Okay, it's because it's like
But
an acronym.
yeah, but you can still call it an AT-AT.
Right, whatever.
That's what George Lucas called it, so
Yeah, well, there you go. Anybody can call it whatever they want
He's the one that invented it.
So that's exciting. I'm excited
on,
to see
let me
this.
get this out. I'm dying over here.
Oh, you have something else? Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, I'm coughing up a storm. And you're just like, I'll just keep going with the podcast while
I
this
was
guy
trying to
goes.
cover for you.
You can't. I gotta cut it out.
That's exciting. I'm excited to see those droids. That'll be fun. They're just like, they're tiny little droids that'll just like be beep bopping around Batuu West. All of the cool characters show up at Batuu West. We get some sometimes here in Galaxy's Edge at Walt Disney World, but they get the cool stuff at Disneyland. But I'm excited that I get to be a part of that in a couple of weeks.
When
So
does that end?
the end of Season of the Force, which I think is the beginning of June. Also, what's happening is
June
they
2nd, April 5th through June 2nd.
there you go. So it's officially started by the time you're hearing this, and it ends on June 2nd. Another thing that's happening that they tested this week, and it will be happening now that you're listening to this, is the new fireworks show. I shouldn't say new fireworks show. The fireworks show that happens in Galaxy's Edge. It's not different than the fireworks show that happens at the park, but like their layover of the fireworks show will have officially started. And they tested it this week. It's called Fire of the Rising Moons. And it just looks awesome. Like just John Williams music playing with Star Wars or with fireworks while you're standing in Galaxy's Edge. Sounds like a massive win to me. So, I'm excited. I'm excited to experience that. Definitely going to make it a point to go over there one of the nights that I'm out at Disneyland and check it out. I think that covers the news that has come from the show. Other news dropped this week. There was an earnings call, correct, this week with Bob Iger?
Yeah.
Their shareholders call, something like
Shareholders
that.
call, that's what it
Yeah.
was.
I get messed up with the names of the different calls that happen.
Right.
Anyways, so Bob Iger alluded to Pandora, like Pandora coming to Disneyland, and not just alluded to it, but they released concept art for the area. They did not say specifically where this would go, which has released or sent people into a frenzy trying to figure out where it would be, like where it
Because
would.
the concept art looks gigantic.
It looks so big, like it does not look like a small area. So
Right?
you made a speculation that it could
A
take
couple of
out.
them, yeah.
Yeah, your first speculation, your knee-jerk reaction was that it would remove like Grizzly, is it Grizzly Peak? Is that
Yeah.
what? Yeah, which is the big like mountain that looks like a bear at California Adventure.
We're all back behind that too.
Which is
So
interesting
like,
because in the concept art, there is a boat full of
right.
people, a couple of boats full of people, which makes us think that they're ideas for a boat ride in this area. Obviously, this is all concept, so none of this could all get flipped upside down and changed, and you know, we could never see this again. But I do like the idea of another Avatar boat ride because I think that our boat ride here at Walt Disney World could be a lot better.
I agree with that. I like our boat ride though. But also, there was talk of expanding downtown Disney, right? Over
Well,
to this little parking lot over here, back behind Splash Mountain,
yeah, there's
right?
this whole project that's being worked on right now, and I'm not going to lie, I have not done enough homework on it to fully understand it. I am not also an expert when it comes to Disneyland. Like, I've only been out there a few times. I obviously like to cover the news that is coming from Disneyland, but I'm never like in full understanding of like what is taking place and what is happening out there. So I'm not quite sure, but I know that there is some sort of project where they're looking to make an expansion of Disneyland, and people are speculating whether or not this would go into that expanded area as well.
Right. And I think that that expanded area is the Stitch parking lot.
Okay, I've heard that before. I've heard rumors of that before. So,
And they would put a tunnel underneath, and it looks like there already is a tunnel underneath Disneyland Drive. No, maybe not. But they were talking about putting a tunnel underneath Disneyland Drive and then taking that parking lot. And that parking lot would be big enough to house this picture of Pandora.
okay.
But it does also put it outside of Disneyland. Like, it's a weird expansion because you're on the other side of the railroad track. You're like outside of the park. Like, the park right now is a circle. and you would it would be like you would go through Critter Country, and then like in between Tiana's Bayou Adventure, and Winnie the Pooh, and then like go underneath through a tunnel to get into Pandora. That would make sense.
I guess so. I mean, the terrain will not be totally different, I guess you could say. I mean, because it's
They could
more
make it
earthy.
totally different.
Sure. I don't know. I would feel sad to see Grizzly Peak go. Obviously, I'm not super tied to it because I've only been out there a few times, but I do feel like that fits DCA really well. And one of the points that you made was that it blends so well with the Grand Californian and the theming of that. And that's where you enter the park. So I feel like it'd be strange to enter DCA from the Grand Californian and walk into a Pandora themed land. That feels strange to me. But I don't know. Who
I can
knows?
tell
I
you
also like
the Stitch parking lot is bigger than Grizzly Peak.
it is.
So, yeah, I'm really
But
feeling the
here's the
Stitch
other thing.
parking lot.
Grizzly Peak also has a water ride already. So like that may be helpful in terms of implementing a boat ride. It's very different, obviously, but
Right.
that's another thing to note. I don't know. I also like feel like as far as sight lines go, that could get complicated because at California Adventure, you have so many balconies that overlook DCA. Not a ton, but quite a few. And I feel it interesting trying to like see if, you know, that's a lot of sight lines to pay attention to from those balconies. If you're sitting on your porch at California or Grand Californian and you're sitting out looking over Pandora, you're going to want to make sure that what you're seeing like stage ready for sure.
Yeah, I don't
So,
think I'm away from Grizzly Peak. I don't think that's happening.
okay.
I'm like
You're
leaning
more
hard into
towards.
Stitch parking lot.
So it would be
Because
part of Disneyland,
yeah, it'd
not
be part of
DCA.
Disneyland, yeah.
But that
Which
also
would
feels like so much. So then Disneyland has both Pandora and Galaxy's Edge. That'd be a
DCA is much
lot happening
smaller than
there.
Disneyland. There's
I don't
just
know
not a
about
lot
that.
of place for stuff.
A lot of speculation as to where that could go. The concept art looks beautiful. It looks amazing because
Yeah.
it's cool, like rock structure. And I think it looks fantastic, but it's just a matter of like where are they going to put it? I'm sure they have plans. They know what they're talking about. We don't. So
Right.
they'll have a plan for that. Oh, a couple quick notes that are things that are already happening. So, speaking of Star Wars, the new scenes have officially started at Star Tours, whether you're at Disneyland, I think Disneyland Paris is included in this, and then also Hollywood Studios here at Walt Disney World. The new scenes from Mandalorian, Ahsoka, Andor, they've all officially been implemented into Star Tours. So make sure you go try to ride it and see if you get one of those new scenes. I think that'd be a lot of fun. I'm hoping that we're able to go. I'm trying to think if maybe we can make it out there this weekend when we go to Epcot and try to do a little ride on Star Tours and see what happens. So.
Yeah. I will also say there was a bit of a discrepancy as to what one of the planets was that they were going to. So originally, people thought that they were going to the planet that Ezra and Admiral Thrawn were sent to, but then they realized that that's not where they were going to. They were going to the planet that Elsbeth was like leaving from.
Oh, okay.
You know the scene where Ahsoka falls into the water? And then she gets to meet
Yeah.
the man. That planet is where you're
Oh,
going.
okay. That's going to be pretty cool. I feel like that'll look really awesome. Yeah, can't wait to do that. I can't wait to experience it. Those are happening now at those attractions. Also, this week, 1900 Park Fair officially opens, which is super exciting. We made plans to go ne like not this weekend for us on this Thursday, but the following weekend. But I realized we have a wedding that day. So
Oh.
I don't I know I don't know that we're going to be able to go
Is the
because
wedding
I
at Grand
feel like
Floridian?
no, unfortunately not. That'd
That'd
be
be
very
convenient.
convenient. but that's okay because I think that there's going to be an opportunity for me to visit 1900 Park Fair coming in the future. So stay
Something
tuned.
tells me that as well.
Something tells me maybe we'll be together.
But also, like, it's a restaurant. You can go anytime you want to, as long as you can get a reservation.
Exactly. So that's going to be fun. I'm excited about that. I'm excited just that it's going to be open and that people are going to be able to experience it again. I know people are very passionate about 1900 Park Fair. So. happy
Oh,
that it's back for them.
speaking of Grand Floridian, I made a rogue reservation for Vicky and Al's.
Oh,
See if
did
that
you?
pans out. Yeah. I don't know if I'm actually going to go or not, but I just like,
Well,
I
that's
was
exciting.
like thumbing through the app and it like showed up and I was like, oh, let's just book
Book
that right now and see what happens.
it. You and Jen have done that before, right?
Yeah.
Nice. I've
We
never
didn't
done
like it the first time because it took too long, but now
it.
we are older, more patient, and we might like it. You never know.
You'd appreciate the time together, sans children, maybe a little bit more.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, just a nice. I mean, there's something special about being able to go on a date with your spouse and have a meal together when you're a parent because you don't have to worry about anything. Yeah, it's
Except
really
for
nice.
eating.
Yeah, but that's on your own. Like you take care of yourself there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I hope you guys get to do that. That'd be awesome. That's all I got for news. Oh, you
There's
have
one
things
more
to talk
thing.
about.
Yeah, we got Horror
Yeah,
Night stuff.
this is something that goes to the back of Nick's brain on a regular basis.
So they did release merch already, and their slogan for this year is "Where Horror Lives." And I'm like, okay, well,
I'm already scared.
why is that? It's kind of like 80s
Because it's
logo,
where
like
horror lives.
early 90s
It
looking
does look very
merch.
punk rock, which is cool.
And then also announced today was they released single day tickets for Halloween Horror Nights. They released RIP tours. They released Unmasking the Horror tours. If you're not familiar, RIP tours are what they call the VIP tours. So there are two different modes of that. There is a non-private RIP tour and a private RIP tour. The private one, you get your own tour guide. You get to do whatever you want to. You can go through the same house 50 times if you want to. You can stay as long as you want until the event ends, or you can cut it short, whatever you want. With the non-private one, it's a set itinerary, or it's like a democratic system where you ask everybody in the group because you're with people that you didn't book with. You still have a guide. They still get you to the front of the line. There's still food, but you don't get as much of a say as if you were doing a private one. So those went on sale today. Also, Unmasking the Horror, which I think Nick would like, is a lights-on tour without any of the scare actors in it. And the interesting thing about this is the event runs from August 30th, earliest it's ever been, through November 3rd. So a huge
Wow.
long event this year. They're starting the Unmasking the Horror tours on August 11th.
Hasn't
So
it
you
traditionally
can.
started more towards middle of September?
Yeah, well, like the early September. Last year it was like September 10th or something like that. But
Huh.
the Unmasking the Horror tours, this is the first time they're starting the Unmasking the Horror tours before the event starts.
I
So
think I'd be interested in that tour for sure. Like, I think that that would be something that I could do that I'd feel safe.
yeah, but this is interesting because you could go in and you could see these houses maybe even before they're done, a
That's
full
cool.
like 2, 3 weeks before the event starts, 2 weeks before the event
I would
starts.
be into that. I would be so into that for sure.
And that's just for a
Are you
three
doing
house
that?
tour. It's a special three house tour. Well, it starts during D23. So I haven't
Oh,
made the
okay.
decision yet. Like, we'll still be at
Got it.
D23. I might. You never
Well,
know.
I'm excited for those that are excited about HHN. I feel like this could be the year that Nick does it for the first time. But let me tell you, I am nervous.
I believe in you. You can do it.
Thanks. It's not so much that I don't believe in myself, it's that it's like mornings. I don't think I'll enjoy it.
You never know. It's pretty fun. I
I
also
mean, I
wanted to
could definitely
mention
have a change of heart. I could change my opinion for sure, but I
this
don't know.
year,
TBD.
TBD. Single night tickets start at $82.99. The Express Pass add-on starts at $129.99. So that's in addition to the cost of your ticket. And then the non-private RIP tours start at $359.99. And the Unmasking the Horror tours start at $99.99. A lot of different prices, a lot of different exciting options for Halloween Horror Nights.
How does that pricing compare to years past? Pretty similar.
No, I can never remember numbers.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. I'm not sure.
No worries.
I don't ever buy a single night ticket. I always do,
Right.
which
You
these
end up
haven't
going
been
with like
released
a
yet.
pass.
So you can get
Yeah.
Rush of Fear, you can get Frequent Fear, you can get Frequent Fear Plus, you can get the big one that's like every night.
My gosh.
Yeah, and you can add express options to all those.
But
Nick is going to go
I'm
every
excited
day.
for those. Nope, not happening.
We'll see. A lot of
Definitely
people
not.
say this before they go, and then they go, and they're like, oh, I love this.
I don't know that that will be the case for me if I do go, but we'll see.
I don't think it will be
I think
either,
that the
but
merch look, no,
I'm
I think it'll
hopeful.
be like, okay, I experienced it. Don't
Thank
grab it.
you.
I'll wait till next year.
Bye.
Gonna go back Mickey's not so scary now.
I'll be over here having some pizza fries. You guys enjoy yourself.
It's truly that will be my I will be like, nope, don't really want to go in that house.
Yeah.
Ooh, terrifying. I think that it's wild that we are making these announcements for these things, but it makes sense because before we know it will be here. Like, we should be getting halfway to Halloween soon by the end of this month for Disney and hearing about Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. So
Right? Because what we're getting the announcement of Halloween Horror Nights starting on August 30th, and we don't know when Mickey's Not So Scary is happening because that's going to be like August 15th, August 12th.
Or earlier. Yeah. Mickey's Not
Because
So Scary, though. They do a whole, like, in the last couple of years, they've done a whole marketing event for Mickey's Not So Scary with Halfway to Halloween. And that has been at the end of April in the past. So
well, what's your guess? It usually starts on a Tuesday. You got August 6th, August 13th, or August 20th?
I would say August 13th.
You say I have to look at a map?
No, I needed to look at the map to see, like, what the Tuesday were.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was
Oh, a
like,
map, a calendar.
yeah, I was like, what are you doing looking at a map?
We're getting close to 10 p.m. now, ladies and
We're
gentlemen.
doing great, everybody.
Actually, this is when I thrive, so I don't know what I'm saying right now. I
Yeah,
just now
you're the
notice.
nighttime guy.
Yeah, I just now noticed that there's a lamp above us.
Yeah,
It's
it's horror
hanging out
night
of the
again.
filter. Wow, look at us.
I'll just reach up and change a light bulb here real quick.
This is gonna make no sense. Those
Yeah,
people that were listening that said this is ridiculous, they're like, all right, you've lost me
reach over and make an espresso over here in my
again.
espresso machine with my out-of-date coffee right here.
Oh
That's what I
dear.
believe that is, and a soap dispenser right here
Oh
too.
my gosh, it's happening.
I should just describe it to everybody. We're in an IKEA kitchen with a blue Subway tile
Just stop,
backsplash.
just stop. They don't need the description.
I know that it's
Well,
an American kitchen because of the outlet.
all right. Well, that covers all of our news for today. I hope people are excited about HHN. I hope people are excited about this series on YouTube that everybody should go check out. I'm gonna go watch it tonight and then figure out what is gonna be left to reveal at D23 in August.
Right?
So
Who knows?
I'm fascinated. Yeah, I really don't know where this could go, but I will say that the hype about Miley performing is real, and my sister and I are ready. We listened to lots of Hannah Montana over the weekend, and we are ready, and we are prepared for the blonde wig to make a return.
I'm excited for you.
Thanks.
I want you to see Miley Cyrus as Hannah Montana.
I think it's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to John Williams as well. I think I'm going to get a little emotional listening to some of the Star Wars soundtrack
Yeah,
live.
I mean, ridiculous. There's gonna be a full orchestra.
That's wild.
I can't, no confirmation, but like there has to be, right?
Yeah, I mean, if that is what's happening, if he is indeed performing, there's got to be a full orchestra there. So
Right?
I'm ready. I want it. I need it. It's going to be awesome. So, and
Very
I'm also
exciting.
getting very close to my Disneyland trip. Like, I'm a few weeks away, and I just cannot wait to be in front of Sleeping Beauty Castle again. I
Oh,
cannot
yeah.
wait for it. Yeah, I miss it. So that is all, ladies and gentlemen.
That is all.
Appreciate you all. Thank you for tracking with us. Go watch the movie that Tim referenced at the beginning of this. I'll have to check it out because I've never seen it. But
I've never seen it either. I don't know.
don't watch the Adam Driver movie because it's really that's about marriage, a marriage
The
story.
Marriage Story, yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say don't watch it because it's very sad. So
This one might be sad too. She tries to cross the desert, four camels and a dog with her.
instead, watch the Ten Commandments.
Gotcha. Brother.
That's all,
Instead,
folks.
watch Only Murders in the Building.
I haven't seen that, but for anything, I
It's
want to start
so
it.
good.
I've heard good things. Yeah.
Very good.
We want to watch it. I feel like we might start that this week, actually. So
Do it. I highly recommend.
TBD.
There's some gore in there. There's some blood.
I started the first episode and I saw some of the gore and blood. I can handle that. I can handle gore and blood. I watched The Walking Dead for years.
Okay.
But The Walking Dead lost me when, I don't want to do spoiler alert, but like it's been quite a while at this point. So
Yeah.
when Carl died, I was done.
I didn't even know he died. That's how far I've been out of it.
Oh, you got out quickly. It got
Yeah.
really intense when Glenn died.
That's the last that I saw.
Yeah, that one really turned a lot of people away. Anyways, thank you all for tracking with us.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. We
You need to go to
I do have to go to bed. I also have to go to the
bed.
bathroom. I gotta pee real bad this whole time
Oh,
because I went
okay.
on this coughing fit and then I drank this entire cup of water.
You're locked and loaded.
Yeah. All because of I was drinking water and then I went down the wrong tube, so I went into a coughing fit, so I drank more water. The vicious cycle. Water. Let me ask you this.
It's funny how that
Have your
works.
kids ever said this? Like they're like, I wish I didn't have to eat any food because it takes too much time. Like
Yeah,
they want to just like keep playing.
for sure. Yeah, regularly. They get like tired of it. Like food sometimes is an obstacle to them from getting to where they want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Luke lately has been like, he's had a very hearty appetite, and I think it's just because he's growing a
For
lot right
sure.
now. Yeah. Like he had six tacos at dinner the other night.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Easy there, Tim.
Yeah, he's a hungry kid, you know? I mean, that's true. Like I feel like kids hit an age where they start to grow so rapidly and it's like, get me food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just know it. Something breaks in their brain that they're like, now we
Yeah.
must eat.
No, I love that
Feed
kid.
me, Seymour.
That buddy has had a long week. There's been stuff happening in his life and he's been through it this week, but he's doing great. Proud of
He deserves six tacos.
him. Yeah, he did. So anyways, I tried to end the episode like seven times.
All right, see you guys later.
Thank you for tracking with us. Goodbye.
Bye.